Hello, hello, hello. This is your favorite podcaster. I not you, Inotu Osage, coming to you on this platform. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a great evening to you all. And for those of you in, or rather outside the continent operating in a different time zone, thank you so much. Good day. I hope that suffices for morning, afternoon, and evening, whichever one you're experiencing right now. My name is I Not You once again. And just a very quick one. Please, I'd like you to stay safe. Please observe all the health rules and regulation and keep safe so that we can flatten the COVID-19 spread. We can flatten the curve of COVID-19 spread. Thank you so much. Today, I bring to you something that I captioned the simple arithmetic of life. But before I continue, I'd like to leave you with a snippet of my experience as a child. You see, growing up as a child in the primary school, we were taught addition and subtraction in class. As energetic and jumpy as we were, we would sing aloud, chanting 1 plus 1, 2, 2 plus 2, 4, 3 plus 3, 9, oh, 6, come on, did I say 9? Oh my God. So, sometimes we'll count our fingers just to answer questions related to the topic. At times you imagine your hands in your head, so when questions are thrown at you at random, you just manipulate, you know, look up to the sky and manipulate your fingers just in your head. And to prefer solutions to it. No darling. We were very, very competitive in class then. As a matter of fact, some of us will have to leave the crowd just to find a serene environment and solve to get the right answers to numerous questions that were given to us then in class. We would draw lines on the notebook and strike them when we are to minus a certain number from another or to add another number to another. I'm sure you can relate this story to your personal experience, and I'm happy I've been able to take you down memory lane. At the end of that phase, I thought we had beat the subject goodbye. I thought there was nothing. I thought there was no application. There was no real life application. You know, we wouldn't be able to apply it. I thought we wouldn't be able to apply additional subtraction in our daily life and living. But here this is today. I have realized the importance of addition and subtraction over the years. Now I understand that we've been taught the fundamental principle of self-development and transformation unknown to us as at then. So, I would like you to go through, or rather try to recall all the things that were taught you and see where they fit in your present life. To go further, there is a strong need for us to learn certain things, gain certain knowledge, add to us certain skills, build in us certain character that will make us outstanding. Characters, attributes that are essential, rather that is essential for our uprising. It is also very important to eliminate despicable behavior and shed off funny belief systems. School of thought, have a shift from school of thought. Ideas that we have picked from the surrounding subconsciously, which are not beneficial and advantageous to us. Only then will we be liberated from mediocrity and find ourselves basking in the spotlight of transformation. Transformation of any sort, including the mental, physical, social, you name it. Transformation, you name it. You see, nothing changes until we change, and this change will only dawn on us if we add towards things that matters and remove, eliminate, and drop things that are inconsequential to our growth and personal development. For this change to be evident, the simple arithmetic of life, which is the rule of addition and subtraction, must be consciously observed. Many times people say, please like me for who I am or leave me, let me go. You know the popular saying that you better change and be better. You better change and become the best version of you or let go. And trust me, if you continue this way, you're going to live an isolated life because nobody likes nonsense. We all need to step up. We all need to grow and become something. We all need to become essential people, people of substance, people that will set the template for the next generation to follow. You have to be consistent. You have to evaluate yourself and expose yourself to relevant information, healthy conversations, and position yourself for credible relationship. All these things are important adopts that is very, very needed, that is key to that, you know, that dream, that dreamland that we've always aspire to get to. Stay far away from bad energy, influences, and activities that dent your personality until a better and improved version of you emerge. So I hope you know the animal that usually shed its old skin. And I hope you know that is for a reason, right? And the sole reason is for the animal to grow and develop. So if the animal doesn't shed its skin, it will be redundant. It will never, never, never grow and become longer than it used to be. Same rules apply. Same rules apply to our reformation, to our transformation, to our personal betterment, and by extension, the betterment of the community and the nation at large. In conclusion, I'd like us to stay woke, become deliberate about our daily dealings. For whatever little things that we do and accumulate over time forms a larger part of us when we grow up. And remember, dried fishes can never be bent. Only fresh fishes are flexible. So now that you are still flexible, it is very important to unlearn certain things that are not in line with the personality that you've always wanted to mold, with the person that you've always wanted to become. Stay away from negative vibes and vices. Eschew certain ideas that are no longer valid, and learn things that bring the best out of you. This message is to your personal development and transformation. And until I come to you again next time, do have a fulfilling life and enjoy the rest of your week. Once again, my name is Inotu Osage, I Not You, your favorite podcaster. See you next time. Bye bye.